Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here one more day. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This is a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. He takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God, nothing better than being a part of the kingdom and knowing that he is taking care of each and every one of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. So I'm just going to check to see who's here and who's available to pray this morning as we get started in our hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Sister Chris. Good to hear your voice this morning. Anybody else? Okay, well, Sister Chris, if you'll lead us off in prayer, that would be wonderful this morning.
I need your glory. Show me your power. Less of you and more. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory, show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you this morning, Lord God, for just waking us up, Lord. Lord God, we are so appreciative to you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need your glory today, Lord God. Lord God, we need your power, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, less of us and more of you is what we are wanting, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Jesus, Lord God, at just giving us the chance, Lord God, today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for forgiveness for any sins, Lord God, that we have committed, Lord God, whether we known or unknown, Lord God. We just pray for repentance today, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, and just asking you, Lord God, for forgiveness for anything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you today. We magnify you, Lord. Lord God, for you are wonderful, Jesus, Lord God. You are everything, Lord God, and we just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for keeping our families, Lord God. We thank you for keeping our loved ones, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up, Lord God, with just, Lord God, just the praise in our heart, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping our children, Lord God. Lord God, we ask it, Lord God, for a renewed anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we need your anointing today, Lord God. Our kids need your anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the anointing for families today, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, anoint us for this day, Lord God. Anoint us for this month, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We're standing in the need, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, is dealing with cancer, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, dealing with anxiety, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, some people, Lord God, are grieving, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for them today, Lord God. Lord God, anybody that's going through depression, Lord God, that's been feeling downtrodden, Lord God, and Lord God, been, Lord God, feeling like everything is against them, Jesus, Lord God, and nothing's working out for them, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them. We're standing in the gap for them today, Lord God, because we know, Heavenly Father, we can do all things through Christ Jesus to strengthen us, Lord God, and no weapon formed against us will prosper, Jesus, Lord God. So we're praying, Lord God, that you break the spirit of depression, Lord God, because you are good and everything about you is good and great, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. And we're praying for each and every person, Lord God, that maybe be going through it today, Lord God, who have been going through it, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're just asking you today, Lord God, to show them your glory, Lord God. Show them your power, Lord God, because you can do all things, Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you today, Lord God, for breaking that spirit of depression, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today to open doors, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to allow our helpers to find us, Jesus, Lord God, just like you did for Elijah, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to locate our helpers, Lord God. Lord God, that they will come across our path, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just like you did for Ruth, Lord God. Lord God, help us to find, help us to locate us today, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you can do all things, Jesus, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that the help we need, Lord God, will locate us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for families, Lord God. We bind in all violence, Lord God, domestic violence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any violence that's in the homes, Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you bring it to a cease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the children, Lord God, as they're getting out of school, Lord God, that you keep them protected, Lord God. Keep their minds on you, Jesus, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know, Lord God, you are a protector, you are a healer and a way maker, Lord God. So we're just praying for them, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just keeping the families together, Lord God, and returning the hearts of the father back to the children, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. And we just ask you today, Lord God, to show us your power, Lord God. Show us your glory, Lord God. Let your glory and your power manifest in our life today, Lord God, and in each and every one of our lives, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let your glory and your power manifest in every aspect of our life, Lord God. Lord God, that we're fully developed followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your glory today, Lord God. I pray for a renewed anointing, Lord God, because we need your power, Lord God. Lord God, in our life, Jesus. So I just thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, Lord. Thank you, Sister Chris, for the song and the prayer this morning. We're just glad to be here once again. So we're going to continue in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you've done it all for me. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you've done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you've done it all for me. Glory to God. We just thank you, Lord, this morning because you are God, and you are God alone. You're the best thing that we have ever known in our lives. We're glad today that you were patient with us, oh God, and you're still patient with us, Father. We're glad today because you're a sovereign God and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. We're glad today, oh God, because we can come to you at any time, day, night, or in the middle of the day, in the midnight hour, God. You are right there, Father. You're there, Lord. You're just good to us, oh God. You are merciful, oh God. You are kind, oh God. We thank you that your mercies endure forever and ever. You're from everlasting to everlasting. You're the Ancient of Days, Lord, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to this earth. And thank you, Jesus, for being obedient because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, Jesus, for just going up the hill, Golgotha, and you bore all those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we're glad for healing this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that even when you hung there on that cross and all the pain and the shame, you knew that there was a need for each and every one of the people who would be in this earth realm even today, Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus, that you went down into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, we have the victory. We're victorious, oh God, because Jesus himself was victorious over Satan and all the things that the devil was trying to do against him. Oh, my God, we thank you today for Jesus sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon each and every one of us. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us even in our prayers and our praises. My God, my God. We thank you that we are forgiven, Lord, and we realize that each and every day we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. We pray that our spirit man will continue to triumph and overcome this sinful nature that we were born in, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are glad today, oh God, for each and every saint of God who has risen this morning, oh God, and come to the prayer line, and those who are listening in, those who are doing the prayers, those who are just in agreement, oh God. We're glad today for the spirit of unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. We're glad today, oh God, for being on one accord with you, oh God, and with one another, oh God, as we see the enemy put to shame each and every day, God, in the name of Jesus, that we have the power and the authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through you, oh God, through the pulling down of strongholds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, we're glad today, oh God, that we are able to just overcome all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you have cast out the prince of this world and defeated him. And because of that, we have the victory too, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you spoiled principalities and made an open show of them in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, that we bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. My God, we continue to be clothed with the whole armor of God. We have on that whole armor of God to be able to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil in the name of Jesus, my Father. My Father, we just praise you today, oh God, because we know that all things are possible because we believe in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we have the spirit of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we praise you forevermore, oh God. And we know that you inhabited the praises of Israel, oh God. And because of that, we know that you inhabit our praises too today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we praise you, Lord, today for healing in the bodies, oh God. You said by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. And we believe, Lord, that as we pray, Lord, as we intervene, oh God, on behalf of others, oh God, that many people are being healed right now. There are those, oh God, who have high blood pressure and sugar diabetes and scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh God. There are various kinds of cancers, oh God, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lungs, breast cancer, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, oh God, and spleen cancer, oh God, just cancer of the entire body, oh God. We know, God, today that you're the healer. So we say today, heal, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, oh God. There are those who have migraine headaches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray a special prayer for our sister Jamie, oh God, and Sister Brenda B, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to heal those bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you today for Brother Quentin, oh God, that you heal his body today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for Apostle Horsley, oh God, that you heal his legs and hips and things, oh God, that need to be healed today, God, and Sister Marie, oh God, her knees, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Lois and also Sister Yvonne, oh God, we pray for their healing this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you're healing all over the nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for healing and helping our sister Lucinda today, Father. Our sister Dorothy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're praising you, God, today for each and every person who may have not even spoken what may be going on in their bodies, oh God. There are things, oh God, that may be trying to come into their bodies, oh God, but we know it would not prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have sciatic nerves, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for healing that, oh God. Hair being replaced, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those, oh God, who were deaf, oh God, God, are being able to hear, God. Those who were dumb being able to speak, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that those who were blind, their eyes are being opened today, oh God, that you heal the eyes this morning, oh God, they're becoming weak and dim, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray for arthritic conditions, oh God, that you heal the joints, oh God, that you take away the inflammation today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help us all, oh God, to do better by our bodies, oh God, to eat the right things, oh God, to not allow these things to come into our bodies today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today, those who have colds and flus, oh God, the COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're healing this morning, God. Babies, oh God, who were born prematurely, oh God, they come to full term, oh God, even outside the body, oh God, that you can heal those bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for the elders of the church, oh God, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for recovery this morning, oh God. Somebody may be at a place, oh God, where they have a high fever, God. We pray that you take the fever down, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for little Dominique, oh God, that you heal his body completely, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God, today for this delivering, oh God, and healing and setting the captives free today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, and Lord, as you're healing, oh God, we pray that people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. We pray for salvation this morning, oh God. There are many people, oh God, in our families and outside of our families, in our neighborhoods, oh God, in our states, oh God, in our countries, oh God, all across the land, in our continents, oh God, that need deliverance from all kinds of demonic spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a drug, a pharmakia, oh God, that demon, oh God, that has people drunk and intoxicated, oh God, we bind those demons up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we loose the spirit of a sound mind, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for setting the captives free today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We realize, oh God, that you said in your word, it is your will that no one should perish, but that all should come to repentance, oh God. So we pray for repentant hearts today, Lord. There are so many people, oh God, who may have been in the kingdom, oh God, who have left, oh God, every prodigal son, every prodigal daughter, return them, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that they would heed your voice. They would heed your call, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we come against the tricks and schemes of the devil right now who will try to keep a person bound in sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, today that they will begin to resist the devil and the devil will flee, God, that they will put him under their feet, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as they come to Jesus Christ once again and get real with you, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God. We see the sign of the times, oh God, all kinds of demons, oh God, demon of murder, we bind your powers up right now in the name of Jesus. So we loose the spirit of life right now in the name of Jesus. That devil of Antichrist spirit, we come against and bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of submission to Jesus Christ. We loose the spirit of repentance right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, in Jesus' name. We want everyone to come on in right now and unmute your phones right now. We're just going to begin to pray for salvation. Pray, call out those names in your family who need to be saved, people who know who need to be saved. And begin to call those names out that they will come to Christ.
Lord God, we call it out for the salvation, Lord God, of all.
Lord God, I pray for everybody, Lord God.
Lord God, I pray for
Christian,
Lord God.
In the name of Jesus,
We rejoice. We're glad in the Father. We're glad to be in the
Lord.
Okay, we praying for salvation, Lord. We're praying for salvation, Jesus, Lord God. Save our souls, Lord God. Save our children, Lord God. Save Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I'm praying for their salvation, Lord God. Salvation of my dad, Heavenly Father, Clarence, Jesus, Lord God, and everybody, Lord God. I'm praying for them, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, save them, Lord God, save this world, Lord God. I pray for my kids, Denver and Dallas, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint them, Lord God, with salvation, Jesus, Lord God. Anoint them, Lord God. Anoint their heart. Anoint their mind.
Thank you for the anointing that you've brought on us and that you've chosen us for a commission here to walk on the towers.
Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we're praying for TJ Jadon, Sierra's mom, for God. I pray for the salvation, Jesus. Lord God, that they be saved, Jesus.
Armor, TJ is your word.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying for them, Lord God. I'm praying, Jesus, for God.
Surrendering to their utmost in life, Father. Seek your utmost, Father.
Lord God,
it's not very important today. Holy, 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 God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, we need the power, Jesus, for God. Let us adore you, Lord God. We want, Lord God.
Worship you, Lord God. We need the glory. And we are in fellowship and agreement here, Father.
Lord God, we need the power, Lord.
Of the chains of oppression. Together for salvation. And
Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, our rock.
Wonky, Father, are actually within your scope of your
about women walking in faith. and this applies to men too, but I just want to focus on this particular woman in the Bible that God provided for us. Her name is Rahab. Rahab is a woman of the Bible who was a woman of faith, and many people don't think about that. They think of her as the harlot, but the prostitute. But we know that God himself used her for his glory. So we're going to use her as an example today of somebody walking in faith. Amen. So first of all, I just want to thank everybody who has joined us today. And it's truly a blessing and a privilege to be able to come and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege for us all to be together. You know, we're in different states and cities across the nation, and I'm just grateful that we have this platform that we can use to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and see God doing great things. And so I'm thanking God today for that. Today, it's a good day to be alive, and I'm just thanking God that, you know, sometimes we go through life and we're not really thinking about how good God is and how wonderful he is and how he has placed so many wonderful things in our lives and how he designed everything. You know, he put the stars, the sun, and the moon in place, and he put the land at such a point where the land and the sea don't overrun each other. I mean, he was just so wise in how he did all of that, and I'm just thanking God for just knowing that he was the one who could do such a thing. No man in this world could do what God has done. Amen. So we're just grateful for that today. And so and just to think about each and every person who is here today and to see that God has just blessed us to be a blessing and to see him do work each and every day of our lives. So I've got to I'm going to talk about my mother first. My mother was a very strong woman of faith. My mother, you know, as we were growing up, she prayed a lot. She did a lot for us through prayer. She covered us in prayer, her and my dad. My mother, I remember this one time, and you may have heard, some of you may have heard this story before. It's a real something that happened for me. At the time, I was at my mother's house, and me and my daughter were sleep, and we were sleeping in a room that was beneath my mother's room. My mother was upstairs, and I was on the second level. So I woke up, and my daughter was gasping for breath, and she was a little bitty baby, and it seemed like she was about to die. So I, you know, hollered out, and I called my mother, and I she heard the distress in my voice, and my mother was a pretty heavy woman, heavy set woman. And she heard the distress in my voice as she ran down the hall. She ran down the one flight of steps, and she ran down the second flight of steps and ran through the next hall to where I was. And she grabbed my baby. She saw that something was going on. She grabbed my daughter. She began to pray for her. And a lot of times before my mother would pray, she would use olive oil to anoint before she would pray. But this time she didn't have time, I guess, in her mind that she needed to just go ahead and pray. So when she prayed for my daughter, immediately she began to, you know, be okay. I mean, the coughing and everything went away, and I'm just grateful for the fact that my mother was there. She was able to help me get rid of the problem that I had at the time. So, you know, it's just good to know that God himself is the one and only wise God, and he's the one who we can depend on. And that's just, you know, one of the things that I saw my mother do just instantly that happened. All the prayers that we pray are not instant. Sometimes we see things manifest in the future, but we know that, you know, God is there when we pray. So I'm just thanking God for my mother's walk of faith, her and my daddy studying together. That was something that I saw them doing. They fasted. They prayed on a consistent basis. And I do believe that the more time we spend with God, listening to him, talking to him in prayer and reading his word, it helps us to have amazing faith in him. And it's my belief that when we do fast, pray, and study his word and meditate day and night, our walk of faith will increase. It will be stronger with manifestations beyond what we could ask or think. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. So right now I'm going to go into the word, and we're going to talk about this woman, Rahab. And so we're reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 through 24. So that's what we're going to read this morning. We're going to see how this amazing, this woman became an amazing woman of faith. So Joshua chapter 2, verse number 1 says, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go, view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither two nights of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out.' And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.' And it came to pass about the time of shutting the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them." I mean, this woman was using wisdom to protect these men that had come into her house. And verse number 6 says, "But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof." Verse 9 says, "And she said unto the men, 'I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed.'" Verse number 11 says, "And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." Verse 14, "And the men answered her, 'Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we would deal kindly and truly with thee.' Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, 'Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way.' And the men said unto her, 'We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear.'" Verse 18 says, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee." Verse 19, "And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him." Verse 20 says, "And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According unto your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. Verse 23 says, "So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all things that befell them. Verse 24 says, and they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. So as we look at this scripture and we talk about what God has done through Ahab, first of all, Joshua prepared to lead the people of God into their promised land. And part of that preparation involved gathering information on the city of Jericho. And Jericho was a city that covered about 8 acres. It had an inner wall and an outer wall. And upon this wall, houses had been built, and Rahab the harlot lived in one of them. Now Joshua, who had been one of the spies sent by Moses, now sends 2 spies to view the land secretly. He did this secretly because he knew what had happened at Kadesh Barnea when the 10 spies returned with an unfavorable report. And he didn't want a repeat of the events that led them to wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. So the spies were being sent, as we see, we saw in verse number 1, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go, build the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. So they went to the city of Jericho, and the city of Jericho was a stronghold of the enemy. It was surrounded by high walls. It was well fortified and very secure. Now, this city, Jericho, by name means fragrance, and it's a picture of the world. The city was grossly immoral, so that it is not strange that the spies came to the house of the harlot. And the Bible records her character by identifying her as a harlot in nearly every reference to her. Though she may have been an innkeeper, she was without question a harlot. This is important, and we will see the significance of this in just a moment. Now, as we looked at the house of Rahab, Rahab is a picture of a sinner lost and bound in immorality. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6, it says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Once again, that is Isaiah 64 and 6. Now, Rahab the harlot is also a beautiful picture of the power of the grace of God. So we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. Once again, Hebrews 11, 31. It says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. So the spies came to Rahab's house not by accident, but in the providential will of God. God's will is done in our lives when we are totally yielded and under his direction. Every detail, no matter how small, is important, for it is the little things that make up a life. So the question is, why did the spies go there? Their entering the house of such a person would not arouse so much suspicion. There weren't many safe places for travelers to go, especially for spies. And the location of Rahab's house upon the wall made perfect sense to spy out the city. It was high above, and they could see everything down there. So Rahab's faith and works are being revealed. As we see Rahab's condition, she belonged to a doomed race, the race against which the curse had been pronounced. The city, being grossly immoral, was filled with wickedness. And Rahab's condition is a picture of all lost mankind. But God's mercy was in full effect. In his infinite mercy, he sent his messengers to this woman's house. They brought a message of impending judgment and also of mercy and deliverance. She heard the report and she believed. She put faith in Jehovah, the God of the heaven above and the earth beneath. She gave testimony of that faith. Her testimony was through her works. Rahab did something that proved her new faith. Previously, she had been an idolater. Now she became a true believer. We know that because of what she did. She proved her faith by her works. Note that I said she proved her faith. We're not talking about salvation. Salvation is by grace through faith. But Rahab proved her faith by her actions. And we have been, we studied that last week during our faith fast, that faith without works is dead. And we see in James chapter 2 and 25, Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? She had heard of how great the God of the Israelites was. She pleads for mercy for herself and her family. And the next thing we see is that the spies escape and give Rahab assurance. In the verses 15 through 24, we saw that the spies were hidden by faith. Rahab had hidden the spies from the king's men. She also gave false information about the two spies to the agents of the king of Jericho when they questioned her. This allowed the spies the opportunity to escape. This was a good work. Wherever there's genuine faith in God, it will always be accompanied by good works. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it tells us that we are saved by faith alone, but such faith will be a working faith. As we see in verse 10, we are saved unto good works. Ephesians 2 and 8 through 10, I'll read that. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So our testimony of faith will be seen by our acts and works for God's glory. Rahab was assured by God's messengers in verses 17 through 21. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thy utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath with thou has made us swear. So they needed to be silent about what they had sworn to. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she went, sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. So the scarlet thread would identify her and her house and provide protection from the coming judgment. It would be a reminder of the covenant they made. And it reminds me of the blood of the lamb on the doorpost at Passover. It is symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ. Once it applied, will both identify and protect us from coming judgment. Rahab had faith, and she acted on that faith. This act of faith in God is what saved Rahab and her family. We see in Joshua chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, it says, now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token and spare my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death. The two men gave assurance to Rahab that her and all her family would be spared when Israel came against Jericho. Then we see where the spies returned. They returned knowing God was at work. When Joshua and his army took the city of Jericho, they saw that cord marking her home and honored the promise made to Rahab. They returned in faith. God was going to do it all for his glory. They were safe and they were encouraged by this experience. They were confident that God would give them all the land. So we need that kind of faith, the kind that trusts God for great things. God is only pleased when we walk by faith. He tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Rahab had faith and she acted on that faith. This act of faith in God is what saved Rahab and her family. We see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. James 2 and 25 says, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them another way? This story was just the beginning of Rahab the harlot, as she left Jericho and the life she had been living there. It is the same for anyone who is seeking the truth that God has to offer and striving to move forward and overcome this world that we live in. John chapter 16, verse 33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus once said to a woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. John 8:11, surely Rahab must have left her life of sin behind and apparently added to her faith, virtue, knowledge, and godliness. We see in 2 Peter 1:5-6, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. So Rahab's life teaches us that even if we have been living a sinful lifestyle, we can leave that way of life behind us. We can repent and change, even though she is still identified as Rahab the harlot, because that's who she was when she encountered the Israelite spies. She didn't stay a harlot. By the time her life ended, she was Rahab, a woman of faith. We all must have faith, as we see in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we enter into victory by an active and vibrant faith. Rahab would become David's great-grandmother. Who could have imagined such a thing? It was only by God's grace. So I'm thanking God today for this time of sharing, and I pray that we have received something that we can take and use for our lives and have faith in God. Just believe that God is great and he is wonderful, and he's the one who has shown us through his word how we can have faith to believe those things that we need to come to pass in our lives. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. So we, Lord, will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. And we will have faith and we will have works, oh God, as we have seen Rahab the harlot do, oh God. And we thank you for that example, Lord, and so many other examples in the word of God that shows us how we can walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So we're opening the lines once again. And if you have something that you want to share, if you got something out of this message, or time to present that. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Help, you know, just prayer for just the children and family to continue to keep us, keep them in prayer, and also prayer for strength for each and every one of the intercessors and that's on this line, the strength and you know, and faithfulness and committed to what God has for us to do in this season. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. God bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Wonderland. I just want to let you know we certainly enjoyed this prayer this morning and the blessed word. Praise the Lord. We do thank you, Pastor Bundage, for sharing such a powerful message. And I would like you all to please lift up the Edmondson family. It's a good friend of ours. Her son had passed. But the thing is, we know he's saved and he's in the presence of the Lord. But please keep Sister Annette and her family in prayer here in Jacksonville, Florida. Also, I ask you all to pray for family salvation. We'd like you to also pray for those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, that they be healed. Remember my husband, Apostle Horsley, that the Lord would heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet as well. We just thank God we just arrived safely back in Jacksonville this morning. We went to South Carolina, and we do thank God for traveling mercies. And let's just pray for the unsaved everywhere. We know the root of all evil is sin. And if we could just pray that the Lord would turn the hearts of the people back to the Lord and that he would save those who never knew him and the pardon of their sins, because we know our God is not willing that any should perish. So let's just pray for the, remember the unsaved, and let's pray against this violence in our neighborhoods yet going forth. But we're going to pray that God would put a stopping to it. We're going to see a less of the murder statistics, if we continue to pray and just trust God, you know, unite in prayer, and we know God will move. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Sierra. Pastor, we thank you for that clear teaching on the word today. And I have the same prayer request the wife have, hallelujah to God. And Ms. Hillip and Nathaniel, the Rutledge family, and all of my people that in South Carolina, the people that their faith would grow. They believe their strength will grow in Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Horsley. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to say good morning, and today is my birthday. I'm celebrating 65 years, thanking God that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the
presence. Yes, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Dilla, God bless you.
Praise God.
And today is Florida's birthday, too. The last birthday of today. She's 15 now. Praise the Lord. Anybody?
This is Sister Taylor, and I just want to give a little humor here. I woke up this morning thinking about my mom, and she was very humorous. And one, you know, with Mother's Day coming up and everything, one year I bought her a T.D. Jakes Bible. You get one, you get the second one free. And it was made like a shoulder bag. It looked like a purse, but it was a Bible. So when I gave it to her, she looked at it and she said, "Linda, I'm going to tell you a joke." She was a jokester. She said, the older lady was walking down the street, and this man ran up to her, snatched her Bible off her arm, which he thought was a purse. And she hollered out, "Run, fool, run with the word." Well, I want to share that little something. We need to run with the word. That's what's going to keep
us.
Run with the word.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, praise God for that. Thank you for the Linda P. Amen. Anybody else? We'll be praying in just a moment because it's getting near the top of the hour. Amen.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mary. I asked for prayer for my friend Betty Willis at sick with pneumonia. If we could pray for her and also to keep me in prayer as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless you.
Can I say one more thing real quick, please? Sister Mary, I've been looking for you. You can meet me in the kitchen this Sunday. I got something for you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, praise God for that.
How sweet is that? Good morning, Sister Lucinda here, and I'm in agreement with everything here, and I lift up prayers for a revival and that God pluck the Generation Z out into the kingdom of God and just being zealous in their way of our revival and in God's kingdom. And I'm so grateful for so many families that are loving and supportive of God's word. I see a lot of more families going to worship than just one person in a home. And I just love that so much. And I appreciate your word this morning, Pastor Darlene, and everyone here on prayer, praise, and deliverance. You all are so solid, and I am so grateful. Thank you. Bye.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lucinda. God bless you. Amen.
Okay, this is just a thing for my brother Lewis. He's going today to sign up for an apartment, and he's sleeping in his car. That stated on yesterday that everything goes through and works together and work for him to get this apartment. And we trusted and believed in God this morning.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Praise God. Anybody else before we get started once again to pray.
Good morning. Good morning. Pastor Celestica here. Just wanted to get my voice out there. I'm here listening in agreement. Just continue praying for my grandson, Dominic. He is still under the weather, just a coughing and fever in his body. You all have a good day, and thank you for the word.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Scholastica. Appreciate you. Okay. Well, let us all come together. We've heard the request, and we're just going to pray just over these requests that God will do what needs to be done. Amen. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of
Thank you for the love and fellowship and prayer. Who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Oh, God, in the storyline and even our family and loved ones. Those that we know, Lord, we lift them up right now. Lord, we pray right now for Sister Kathy. We pray right now for Sister Kathy McClain. We pray right now for Sister Shonda. We pray right now for Sister Angie, Sister McClain, and all the women of God. Oh, God, that's going through so many things physically and mentally.
Every area of
your life. But what we pray for here, Sister Shonda. Oh, God, in South Carolina, Lord. We pray for Uncle May, God, that he would continue to be strengthened in his body, in his mind, Lord God. Restore his condition, abilities, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we pray for the sick of us, God, we pray for him, Lord. We pray that we can heal them, Lord God, we pray for his souls and things, Lord. We just pray for those who experience COVID and flu and all types of allergies. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We lift up all those that believe Lord this morning. There's so much
blessing
in our lives. God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh God,
for the spirit of mourning, Lord. Grant them, oh God, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we put on the Lord. For a
My pet, my pet,
ourselves,
God,
the testimony,
and all the joy that is in
Father, we
thank
just give
you for blessed salvation to those
that are
listening.
Hallelujah,
the cleansing from all unrighteousness.
For mentoring, Father.
Thank you, Jesus, for blessed salvation. Thank you for redeeming the body
being alive upon the path of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what
you
did on the
men and women of God on this line. Bless their families. Continue to strengthen them all, O God. Meet every need individually as well as collectively. And we'll be so careful to give you the glory and all the honor, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for answering our prayers, and even more, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And as I lay my burden down, I feel better.
And before we go, we want to go ahead and sing happy birthday to our sister, Sheila. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.